Hello, Burnside, Big Pizza Man here. The flights were pretty much uneventful up to Winnipeg and from Rankin on into Coral Harbor, except when I got here yesterday, none of my luggage was on the plane. Seems they already loaded the plane with sled dogs and snowmobiles and other essential items for the Great North, and no luggage was put on the plane, which shut us down for the day. And also, in speaking to my guide, made him aware that, yes, I am a bow hunter, and he was a bit taken aback, although I made it clear to the outfitter that I was a bow hunter. The guide, similar to what Brad's situation, was kind of unaware of it. His story now is that he has young dogs and not sure how they're going to behave. They've not been on a bear before. I told him, you know, regardless of the dog's behavior or whether or not you turn them loose or not, we are bow hunting. This will be an archery kill only, not a rifle. So, not all things were positive, but at 4 o'clock, the afternoon flight came in and all my gear came in. I've gone through it all, checked it, shot both bows, both shooting well, as well as they were when I left home. So that's a positive note. I'm positive. It's going to happen. It's just, you know, hunting the north up here is a little bit different than anywhere else I've ever hunted. You have to plan for the strangest things, and this is one of them. We head out tomorrow. It'll be a two-day journey, or at least a day and a half into the hunting area. One full day of travel, and then by noon the second day, we should be on the coast. Cutting right across Southampton Island to the east side. There's a cove. There's an area that holds a lot of bears. So it's a good seal area. And then if that doesn't produce, there's a dead well that's been spotted further south from last year that may still have some scent that may draw some bears in. So we'll look at that area. But that's the plan for now. I'm very optimistic. It's blowing and snowing here right now pretty good. We have about a 4 or 5 day window of good weather, though. Looking forward to that. Looking forward to getting out on the ice, getting out of the hotel. I'm kind of cooped up here. I will give you guys an update tomorrow. Thanks for listening.